Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. Who here wasn't born in 1985? Okay, well, most, yeah, okay, a few. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't say 1885, Jeff. Okay, just checking. I'm sorry. But co-founded by Larry Schrader and me, and Larry should be here anytime. Larry is in the real estate business, and I'm in the electronics business. We manufacture hardware for the satellite communications industry, and a business I've been in since 1972, and which is how many, 47 years ago? That's a long time. But it's been a real blessing. One of the things I may share if Larry doesn't come here, I read a short article recently in a book, actually, by Bill Johnson, about the importance of having fun. And fun actually stimulates creativity and efficiency. I jokingly say that we have a funometer at our company, and, you know, I'd ask people how high is the funometer and where it is, but there's some proven facts to indicate that, in fact, even doctors can do better. Anyway, I'll share that if Larry's not here. The purpose of the luncheon is to provide a platform for businessmen to share their faith, how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus. For the main speaker, we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling unless you need satellite communications equipment. Then, Dino would sell. No, you're not selling either. So, we're not affiliated with any organization or denomination. We're very pro all of those. And like I say, we try to remain denominationally inclusive and honor all Christian faiths that would lift up the name of Jesus. One of the people that have been here for almost since the beginning is Larry, but not how about them dogs, Okeson, right? I don't know who Larry's favorite basketball team is, but Larry, would you come up here and share a few minutes and say a blessing? Larry said he had a joke in case our speaker today needed one, so let's see what he's got here. Welcome, Larry Okeson.
I've been writing down jokes that I could share here on a little slip of paper, but I forgot the slip of paper. But I did remember one there at the last minute. I'd like to start out with a joke today, and if you're ever in Houston, stop in and visit us. Who knows where that is? Joel Osteen. He always starts out with a joke. The one that he had the other day that was I really got a kick out of was the man that got a ticket going through an intersection. So the next time he went through that, he was very careful not to go through on the yellow and not to go through fast. He went real slow. But when he went through, he noticed the camera clicked and took his picture. So he turned around and came back again and went through it. And this time he waved and smiled. And he went real slow. It wasn't on the yellow. And it took his picture again. And he did it four different times. And the next week he got a letter in the mail with four tickets for not wearing his seatbelt. So I try to remember how to wear my seatbelt and not to use my cell phone when I'm driving. Let's pray. Our dear my Father, we do thank you for the privilege of meeting publicly to acknowledge you and to acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for each person that's here today that has taken time out of their busy day and their schedule to come and recognize you and to fellowship together. We know that there are many unique personalities here today with many unique problems. We pray for each one of those, dear my Father. You know what our needs are. And we seek you out day by day. We thank you again for this food, for each person that's here, and we pray a special blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I spent time this morning thinking about Jesse Smollett. Anybody know that name? We had our fellowship breakfast at the office yesterday, and Janet Kettle, who we've known, many of us have known for a long time, was there, and I had asked her several months ago to share her story sometime at that breakfast, and she came up to me afterwards and said, Larry, I'm ready to do that. But I've got several things that I could share, this and that. I said, Janet, just let the Lord lead you. It may be something that you don't even know about yet. And it may be revealed to you the week preceding that. And I got up this morning, yesterday's activities of all those charges being dropped against Jesse Smollett, I started reading scripture. I thought of a quote I used last week from Bill Johnson's book, where it says, wrong thinking does not coexist with peace. Let me read you out a scripture out here, 1 Thessalonians 5. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. And I thought about a construction site. Me being in real estate, all of us familiar with construction sites. You see them everywhere right now because the economy's good. And I started thinking about our conversations with others should be sort of like a construction site where we're building a relationship. And the words we bring into that conversation are actually building materials. And as we build that relationship to where it's strong and it's built on the right foundation, and it's right, we can move from there and start another conversation, another building site, another opportunity to bring the right material into building that relationship. Then I thought about the fact that just to discard charges on a situation like that, there's something wrong with that. We have seen so many things over the last several years that just doesn't add up. As we think about punishment for wrongdoing, and this is another quote from Bill Johnson's book, The Way of Life. He says, however, punishment for wrongdoing reinforces the boundaries needed for a healthy society. See, there are a lot of people getting away with doing the wrong thing. I think that's what happened with those charges being dropped. And it brought me to 1 Peter, because I'd read this earlier in the week. It says, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it's God's will that by doing good, you shall silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. I think so many times we observe what's on the surface, and we know each other maybe skin deep. You've heard that phrase, skin deep associate or skin deep relationship, where we don't really know the real people. I was shocked this morning to find out something that a real estate agent I know has had his license revoked. I thought I knew him. We should never depend on our fleshly knowledge, our carnal knowledge, to make decisions because we can be deceived. I feel so much peace knowing that the peace that I have within me comes because Jesus Christ is living within me. And His Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, that gives me direction and causes me to have conversations with people like I discussed in the beginning, to where I can build them up, encourage them, and create a relationship. Now, when we find someone that for some reason or another got off track, is that a reason to beat them down? No. No. We, being who we are in Christ Jesus, needs to encourage them and try to help pick them up. I think we have an opportunity to see things that others don't see. Because of our relationship with the Lord, we're able to discern things and know things that the world does not understand. Peace is available to us that the world does not understand. And like I was talking about last week with words, we got to be careful what we speak out of our mouth, because words are powerful. And as we think about our ability to influence other people in a negative way or a positive way, there can be what somebody might say is negative when it's correction or when it's a disagreement in the right way. Many of us in here could disagree and do it in a way that it doesn't damage our relationship. We need that healthy relationship with everybody we know here on earth. But you get back to the construction site. You have to be careful coming about up front about the things you do not agree with, because they can push you apart. Those are not the building materials, the words of disagreement. What, to me, the words of disagreement or conversation, I mentioned last week Eddie had shared with me that somebody that said something to him that he didn't agree with, and he was able to talk to him a few minutes, and the guy came around. He started understanding where Eddie was coming from. And I think that we have the ability to do that because God gives us the words even to say. As we recognize a need in another person's life, many times we're in, the other person and I are in that relationship for my benefit. I need a word from him. As we're sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are indeed empowered to not only influence, but to be influenced. And I love that relationship with the Lord, where I'm open to know that I'm not always right. If I get to thinking that way, I'm getting in the flesh. That's the carnal part of you that thinks you're always right. Because we have the world influencing us in so many different directions that it can cause us to make the wrong decision sometimes. But we can recognize quickly, if we have the right relationship with the Lord, we'll know quickly. And that'll give us a chance to adjust and make it right. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just heard from Mike. He was telling you that Emily was a Chinese guy. You all
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, and he brought somebody in to pray for her son. I prayed for her earlier there. Thank you, Jim, for sharing that. Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome. By the way, Larry's messages, you can get on the Norcross Luncheon site, nfl-luncheon.com/Larry, all lowercase. And we try to put those and some of the past ones on there. If you're here for the first time and you feel comfortable doing so, please stand where you are and introduce yourself. Give us your name, where you work, how you found out about the meeting, and if you're in a job transition, what kind of work you're looking for, and if somebody points to you, they have to buy your lunch. So, okay, you got to buy lunch? Okay. Anybody? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just stand where you are.
I'm Jeff Griswold.
I'm Jeff Griswold, a friend of Jeff Myers. I work at InTouch Ministries as one of the video editors for the broadcast program.
Great. So. Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you here. Go ahead and take that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Dave?
Go ahead. Hi, guys. I'm Dave. I'm a friend of Kevin's for about 7 years. I'm here to support him because he's speaking today, and he told me about the group. Been with the same company 27 years, so I'm not in transition.
What company?
Delta.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a joy to be with you gentlemen.
Wonderful. Welcome. Thank you.
Anybody else? First time? Great. Thank you. And call your attention to the flyer also on the back. There are other meetings that might be a benefit to you. Please pass those along. Those are also on the website. NFLLuncheon.com, and you can get the audios for the last 11 years by going to NFL-Luncheon.com/the-year, and there will be a listing of the MP3s. You can either download them or listen to them there. Okay, I think we're